Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network.
Hey everybody, and welcome to another episode of Drunken Lullabies. It's me, the voice, and with me, as always, most of the time, 60% of the time, 100% of the time,
right.
Beer Mansky.
Hello.
He's here again. We survived last week's
barely
pleasant train wreck, I think you could probably call it.
We barely survived.
It was a doozy of an episode, but we're here. We're taking a little easier this week. We've got two guests with us sitting to my right. You've heard her on the show before. My lovely girlfriend, Brianna, aka Freckles. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
And to my left, our new guest for the week. He's a recent acquaintance that I've become friendly with. We were Untapped friends for a while. He is the brother-in-law and brother of two of my friends from back in high school. And worlds collided, and now he's on the show before they've even had a chance to be on the show. So he beat him to the punch. But welcome to the show, Eric.
Hey.
Nickname to be determined, as always, with every
Man 5000 song, right? That Worlds Collide?
Worlds, yeah, yeah.
Sorry, that just came into my head.
It's all right.
I had to clear. I knew you would know.
Yeah,
since
yeah.
The music man.
Yeah, so. It was Rob Zombie's brother.
It was running. Really?
Yeah.
I did not
his
know
name
that.
Was Spider, I believe. Is,
like
that
guy,
was
his God-given name?
No, I don't believe
Spider.
That. Yeah, Spider Zombie. Spider Zombie.
They are
weird parents. Yeah. So, as always, we've got our drinking game going on. Anytime somebody swears, anytime somebody makes a vocal impression or a pop culture movie, television show
beep
reference
boop,
or
boop,
quote.
Beep, boop. That was R2-D2.
Anytime there's an audible expulsion of gas via the dreaded F word. Brianna, you want...
No.
Do you know? No?
She won't say that.
She won't say the F word.
The fart word?
The fart word, yeah.
She's not like the word fart?
Yeah.
I think growing up, my dad didn't like for me to say it, so he always corrected us as soon as we said it, so I have some sort of like.
But weren't we watching
what was
Park?
The preferred word?
Yeah. It wasn't it.
I don't like any of them.
It was
pass gas.
It was toot. We were watching Parks and Rec last night, and they used the word toot, and she's like, that just made me realize how ridiculous that word sounds as well. So
I have to toot.
So yeah, anytime a toot happens, take a drink. And then the word of the day. And this week, the word of the day is Wisconsin. And you will find out why that is the word of the day later in the episode. We do want to give a shout out. Originally, this episode was not going to be the topic that it is. We had another friend coming on to the show for the first time by the name of Aaron, and we were going to do a spotlight on a different brewery. However, he was able to have his baby girl arrive to the world a week early, so he
lucky
was
guy.
Unable to attend this week's recording. And
slightly more important than beer is
just a bit,
new
just
child.
A bit. You know,
we'll let it slide.
We're family
just
people
this
here,
one, this
so
one time.
we understand, and so we rescheduled because he was actually supplying half of the beer for that episode. So we're not going to drink it without him. So instead, we are doing an episode on New Glarus, or is it New Glarus?
I say New Glarus.
Okay.
I think it's New Glarus.
All right. We'll go with New Glarus.
Could be Glarus. I don't know.
All right.
I say Glarus.
You say Glarus?
I say Glarus.
We'll go with Glarus. All right. I haven't been there to ask for an official, and this is the first time I'm drinking a lot of these that we're having today. Blake, do you have a little history on our
Yeah, I got some
brewery?
Information. I'm not going to read everything I got here. I just got some random notes, but New Glarus is located in New Glarus, Wisconsin.
Oh.
They were founded in 93. Just a small town. New Glarus is about, when I was looking, I think, like 2,500 people.
Yeah, it looks like a really, really small rural town.
You know, like a real big town, and it's independently owned. Let's see, it was founded in 93 by Daniel Carey and his wife, Deborah Carey. Before starting New Glarus Brewing Company, Dan Carey was an experienced diploma master brewer. And I got some of this off of Wikipedia, and I thought this was kind of interesting. When I was looking on online, he in 97, he had to acquire some copper kettles for the brewery. And there was a guy in Germany that was like, there was a brewery going to be demolished. And he had some kettles that were worth an estimated like $1 million. But he sold them to the Carries for the scrap value of about $24,000. So that's if you're nice, just starting up brewery, that's a nice little gift to have there. And then I got some more notes I'll work in later, but just okay. For now, I think I'll just say that like their most well known beer that accounts for a lot of their sales would be Spotted Cow.
Yeah,
like, that's if anybody's heard of Spotted Cow,
yeah.
Maybe they didn't realize it was New Glarus, but yeah, like a lot of people have heard of Spotted Cow.
I got to try that one for the first time over the holidays. You got
just Brianna. A cream ale,
yeah,
it's pretty easy drinking beer. I did forget to mention New Glarus is only available in Wisconsin. So,
yes.
I mean, a lot of people around here kind of know that, but maybe if someone's out of state and they're thinking, oh, you know, mm-hmm. where could I go and get it? It's Wisconsin.
You
only,
have to know so somebody. And that's how we finally tried it, Brianna, one of your.
My boss.
Yeah, your boss, former boss.
Yeah. For Christmas.
Yeah, gave a gift pack of a bunch of their beers, and you were nice enough to share with me. And we actually saved one, and we will be drinking that here in a bit. But first, we're going to start off with a Wisconsin Belgian Red, and it is 4%, and you guys feel free to start drinking it while I read this description here. You hold the marriage of wine and beer. Belgian Red is a tapestry of flavor. This ale is brewed with whole Montmorency cherries, Wisconsin farmed wheat, and Belgian roasted barleys, balanced by hops we aged in our brewery one full year and then aged in oak vats. Over a pound of Door County cherries in every bottle makes this ale uniquely Wisconsin. Wow. Just so you know, that's three times we've said Wisconsin. Oh, I just said it again since we started reading this description. So unique, in fact, that we applied for a patent. Expect this ale to be ruby red with a medium body that is highly carbonated and intense with cherry flavor and bouquet. Serve your friends Belgian Red in a brandy snifter or champagne flute, not happening here, and toast life with ale from the land of Wisconsin. So yeah, this is the Wisconsin Belgian Red, and you guys can start sharing your thoughts while I try
some. I love this beer.
Very cherry, very.
Tons of cherry. If you don't like cherries,
definitely. I'm not a fan of beer. Cherry flavor, really, at all, but it's good.
Is it better than the Higher Math? That was the last cherry beer we had on the show, and neither one of you guys were huge fans of. You said it was a little too cherry.
No, I flavor. Thought it was delicious. Oh. It was just too much for
okay.
me.
Okay.
To me,
that's like comparing Michael Jordan to some like 7th grade basketball player. Comparing this beer to that. I mean, I love Dogfish Head, and I did not like that beer. I love this beer. It's you know, it's a sweeter beer, obviously, but it's a fruit beer, but it's not like overly sweet to me. Like, it's
right.
still kind of balanced. I mean, you
it's
get
not like a lambic
flavor,
and
but it's not just like
it's not going to hurt your jaw.
Super sweet, yeah, but it's not like super sour, but you get a little bit of that weediness. I mean, I love this beer. It's just that's amazing. Good.
It smells delicious. Drinking it's in an appropriate glass. For round one, I've got my Papa Smurf serving some party punch. And,
hey, there you go. Kind of looks
yeah,
like a party punch.
It looks very, very appropriate in this glass. What are you drinking out of?
Cheer Bear.
Cheer Bear. All right. Well, you might feel cheery after drinking this.
I found a badass Centipede Atari glass.
There you go.
Covered. I did not even know you had this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm impressed.
There's a lot of good shit in that cabinet. Eric, what are you enjoying?
One Brewery, Three Floyds.
Three Floyds. Okay.
Nice.
So, yeah, this is... I would definitely drink this again.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We acquired this one through...
I think Beer Advocate has like this at a 100.
Really?
I think so. I think this is like a very...
One of the Peoria area beer nerds was cleaning out his cellar and selling some extras, and We acquired these from Steve Stark, so give him a little bit of a shout out. And we
thank you, Steve.
We bought them off of him for use on the show. We were like, okay, cool. Well, we know what to do with these.
Beer Advocate gives us a 97.
You lied to me.
I lied. I'm sorry. And the Beer Bros gave it a 94.
Who the fuck are the Beer Bros?
I think it's like the guys that started Beer Advocate. I always just go by what the general public says. Because you know that that's like thousands of people. There's
right.
3,200 ratings. So if you didn't believe us that it was good, 3,200 people say it's one of the best beers they've had. So
isn't that, yeah, like 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong.
That's right.
All right. Well, I think we'll move on to beer number two. You don't have to pound beer number one. That's why we double fist here on the show. This one will go a little quicker. It's a smaller bottle. This is the Pumpkin Pie Lust. And this is a 5.5%, so a little bit stronger. And Freckles brought this one for the show. It is a fact that Dan, our Nuglaris Brewmaster, loves pumpkin pie. So it was inevitable that one day beer and pie would collide. No holiday is complete at our home without home-baked pumpkin pie. Just as Dan once baked this pie for Deb, he now creates this brew for you. First, Wisconsin-grown wheat simmers with fresh Wisconsin pumpkin and German Munich malt. Then, he thoroughly stirs in Idaho-grown... Is that pronounced Celia hops?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. I figured you would know. We'll get into why he knows that later. Fresh Bavarian...
I'd say Celia, yeah.
Yeah. Fresh Bavarian Weissen yeast is then ladled into the open-top fermenters, and a final bottle conditioning makes this beer 100% naturally carbonated. This rich brown Weiss beer pours with elegant spicy nose and a thick, creamy head. This pumpkin Weiss is sure to satisfy your soul's pie lust. So, you know, we did a whole episode on pumpkin beers. We did not have this one at the time.
It's really light.
Yeah, very light.
It's very light, which is good for some people if they don't want the ones that are like in your face, over the top, yeah, like spice.
I don't
like
all that. The spice.
Like,
man,
this one
much.
Actually, to
this
me, is a more sessionable one. Because some of those that I like, I mean, like on that show that I said I like, I would never sit and drink a six pack of that Schlafly.
No, they're usually, it's something that you
but
throw in
could.
Every so often.
I don't know that I would.
This is uncommon, too, because it's a Hefe.
Right.
It's not common that a pumpkin goes into
true.
A Hefe. That's typically
that's
like
true.
A red ale, a cream ale, and they add the pumpkin. They don't usually do it to a Hefe. So it's something different.
Yeah, this one, I looked, Beer Advocate gave it an 84. I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
Just, I like to throw that out there for people's general knowledge. But I like it, actually.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
I mean,
it's got Hefe in the nose, but tastes like pumpkin.
Yeah.
And it wasn't overly...
It's a lot yeast, more crushable, I should say, to use a very technical term, than some of the other pumpkin beers. Like, I could just pound one of these. Some of those other pumpkin beers, you gotta sip them.
With a lot of Hefes and stuff, you have to let them sit for a while because the yeast and just the carbonation and everything. And this...
I like that.
It didn't have... You know, it said it had a decent thick head on it, but I didn't notice it was too bad to where it had to sit for a while and wait to be drank. What did you think, Brianna?
In general, I'm not a big fan of pumpkin.
We're 2 for 2. Not a big fan of cherry. Not a big fan of pumpkin.
When I do drink pumpkin beer, I like the spice. I like for them to taste like pumpkin, and this one doesn't so much.
So yeah, you're on the other end of the spectrum then compared
to
these guys.
We're going to find a fruit she likes today, I hope.
Two steps forward.
She's discreet.
Opposites attract.
I'm giving my honest opinion.
It's good. It's point counterpoint. You know, it's always good to have both sides of the coin represented. So, yeah, I don't. You know, I've had worse. I've had better.
I think that Beer Advocate thing's kind of about right to me. It would just be kind of a. It's one of those beers that if somebody gave me one. Sure, I'm happily going to drink. Am I going to seek it out? I don't know. Maybe like once a year I might pick up a six pack, but it's nothing crazy. But it's not like I'm, you know, I disliked it. So.
No, all right. Well, do you like apples?
I do.
Okay.
Hey.
Well, you know what?
Look at that.
Be a winner.
Cherry glass.
We're gonna try to wash out that pumpkin with a little bit of apple now, and we'll see if this is any better for you. Ooh, oh, that sounds,
where's that sound effect?
That sounds beautiful on the mic.
That beautiful sound effect. Oh, yeah. Thank you, sir.
I'm just going to wait on mine because I don't want to put it
in. You can just drink out of the bottle if you don't want to rush yourself.
Don't want to corrupt the flavor.
All right, so this is the Apple Ale. This is 4%. Wow. And, no, I got it on the sheet here, so I won't steal your bottle. The Apple Ale sings with fresh, crisp taste of Wisconsin apples. Man. Now you know why I picked that as the word of the
day. I'm so surprised that it's been said so many times.
When I was writing out the show notes, I knew that had to be the word of the day.
Somebody is going to be in the ER after listening to this episode, even if they're taking sips.
The show is, like, their descriptions are full. I think we were having a discussion. I was calling it, they were using it as an adjective, like a proper adjective, because it's describing the nouns.
We had an entire conversation.
We did. We talked about grammar over dinner last night. So,
oh, I love grammar. My mom was a grammar teacher. So.
Our brewmaster begins with a brown ale based, employing Wisconsin farmed barley and a blend of apple varieties grown in Door County. Our apple growing friends squeeze them especially for this brew. Expect this ale to pour a beautiful copper color. Done. Mm. The fresh bouquet of apple will rise to meet you even before the glass touches your lips. So be sure to sip slowly, and enjoy the fruits of the Wisconsin harvest.
That's a 92 on Beer Advocate, this one, so. I already, you know what's amazing to me so far from what I've tasted about their, I feel like,
because they smells make like a apple lot juice of
fruit
to
and
me.
Beers, and they're so good to me at having, like, the fruit flavors there, but it tastes like real fruit. Like, a lot of beers have, like, a fake, like, you know, it tastes
it's
like
more
apple,
sugar.
But it's like a fake, and it's just sweet. Like, you were saying, you know, this is, it's dry, it's like a dry,
it's got a nice
it's
dry
It's good, flavors. Like, I would seek this out again, I want to drink it, like, it's just... It's not like when you have a cider, and some of those ciders, you're just like,
they
oh
are.
My
they're
gosh,
so tart and so sugary. Like, this is, I would drink this
so
all the time.
It's smooth and easy drinking, and it's awesome because it does. It just almost tastes like you're eating an apple. Like,
yeah, no.
It does not taste like fake or like they use something generic, it's to make an apple. Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking the exact same thing.
And that's crisp.
I love this one.
Good. And Blake, you brought good. You brought this one. This was one of your contributions.
Oh, yeah, I did. Actually, I think, you know what? I got this one from Steve as well.
Did you?
But yeah, I actually got this one from Steve.
Wow, Steve's...
I need to get some more of this. I mean,
give him a
shout-out.
You
could probably give this to a kid and tell him it was apple juice. I wouldn't even know it was a beer. I mean, seriously.
I was on the website earlier, and I didn't see that one, so I have a feeling it's a seasonal. I bet you can't get it all the time.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's
from their Thumbprint series, which I didn't mention. Like, a lot... Some of these beers, they got a... you know, like a Thumbprint series, they call it, and then, like, there's a fruit, and then they got, like, the R&D beers, which, they do, I guess it'd be a good time to mention that. They do, like, last year, I think they did 3 R&D releases, and they're doing 3 this year, and they always, they, like, coincide with local festivals, so it's fun to go to these releases. I wrote them down right here, and I can, let everybody know in case they're interested, but, the releases are fun, because, like, some places you gotta go wait all night. But here you can go and, you get there, you can get there at a reasonable time. They're going to have beer for you. It's not like they're going to sell out right away. And they always coincide with local festivals. So, the first release this year is June 10th and 11th. You can go either day. There's a 2-bottle limit per person. So, you know, take your wife or significant other or whoever with you if you want to get some extra bottles.
Right.
But June 10th and 11th, and this one coincides with the Polka Fest and Beer, Bacon, and Cheese Festival.
Oh, hot damn.
Beer, Bacon, and Cheese.
New Glarus. You got me saying
and Polka.
So, yes. So, they do that every year. I think it coincides with that. I don't know if it coincides with the same festivals, but, like,
are
that's,
the Kenosha,
that's awesome.
The Kenosha Kickers? Are they up there?
I'm not sure. I'm sure it's a good time. But
that's a Home Alone reference. Yes.
The second release, August 12th and 13th, coincides with the Great Taste of the Midwest. And then the third one, September 23rd and 24th, is during the Village's Oktoberfest. So, I mean, going up to these leases is great because, I mean, if you're from anywhere around there, you can make a weekend out of it. You know, it's kind of like some of those small town festivals. I'm sure it's a blast. You get to have a good time and pick up some, you know, really good, unique beer that you can only get once a year. A lot of them are just one-offs. You know, they might not even make them.
Yeah. So, if I had more of this, I would try drinking it heated up. It tastes like a good apple cider to me. That like on a cold autumn night, you put it in, put it in a mug, stick it in your microwave or whatever for 45 seconds. Brandy. Yeah, well, if that's your thing, yeah, it's just, I wish we had more of this. I wish it was the same size bottle as the Wisconsin Belgian Red.
Definitely.
So, yeah. Well, I think we got a front runner for the day so far. So we'll see what comes up in the second half. But I think now we'll go with our first song of the day. We always play some music. Our band this week is called The Color and Sound. And they are from Boston, Massachusetts.
These guys are good.
They formed in 2012, and they have 3 EPs, including 2015's Hi. It's a simple name.
Hi. Yeah.
Hi.
Hi, or like, I'm high.
No, we're not talking about hippie.
We're not talking about hippie.
No, just H-I, okay. The greeting.
Hello.
So, yeah.
Is it me you're looking for? Sorry.
Lionel Richie, not the artist of the week. Or is that Adele?
That's a damn shame. No. Okay. Lionel's the man.
Lionel, that would be now,
hello from me.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, like, you said hello before, and everybody thought Lionel Richie. And now Adele's, taking
still
over.
No,
we'll see in 10 years what.
Better be Lionel.
Yeah. Should
or
be.
Else.
Yeah. So, I found this band on Spotify. They do these Discover Weekly playlists where they will recommend, hey, we see what you've been playing
all
week.
Great. I love
it. They started, they weren't good for me at first because we use my account at the record store.
Okay.
And it is shared between employees. Well, at least it used to be. And it was giving me all these 80s butt rock metal bands because Brandon would play his stuff at night and then he would leave it playing through the night.
So it was
playing
like,
for like 16 hours of all like these bands I've never even heard of. Well, he finally got his own account and started making his own playlist. So now just me and Tyler are the only one, and we have very similar tastes. So the playlists work well.
Those playlists, how good they are.
They're,
I listen to a lot of different stuff, but like this week it'd be like there'd be almost some like techno-y song and then like an alt country song.
Yeah.
And then like I'm like, what?
Yeah, if you have very diverse tastes, your playlist will cater to
that.
Yeah,
and it's
so
cool.
And there's more than a handful of bands that I have found for the show for upcoming episodes because of that. So hey,
there's
thanks
Spotify.
Plug, there you go.
Spotify, send us some money.
So this is The Color and Sound, and this song is off of High, and this is called Team here on Drunken Lullabies.
Made of marble at the top. whole town gathers round, carries on. Down below, she picks up pieces desperately and doesn't see the crowd's disbelief. She's a fighter, I'm a writer, we're a team.
All right, and that was The Color and Sound. This is nice, just upbeat, poppy, you know, indie rock. You can't go wrong with that.
Can't. Nope. Possible.
And they're friendly. I mean, their EP is called Hi. Hi.
Friendly as it gets. Yeah. And then the song was Team.
Team.
They left the one word.
Yeah, yes.
Next, we're going to play the song Go. And then off their album, Bye.
Right? No, we're not. We're going to play another song, but yeah, that's not it. Damn so, you guys ready for another beer?
I guess, if I have to.
All right.
I'll drink more.
How about a raspberry tart?
Oh, hails to the yizzah.
All right, it's a 4%. So, again, all of these are low ABV, very easy drinking. So, you're not going to get, you're not going to end up like we were last week. So, excuse me. Treat yourself to a rare delight. The voluminous. Yeah. Voluminous. Voluminous? Yeah, there we go.
Voluminous?
Voluminous.
I don't know.
Aluminium?
Lanolin? Like sheep's wool?
Raspberry bouquet will greet you long before your lips touch the glass. Wait, didn't they say that on the Apple one too? Now they're just recycling. This is bullshit. Now they're just going to say
insert
Wisconsin a bunch
here
of times.
Insert and then a new fruit here.
I see how this is.
Voluminous strawberries.
Serve this Wisconsin framboise. See, that's how I pronounce it, but Frambois. I looked it up on Google pronunciations and it says boise.
Google's wrong.
Okay, because I was like, I'm going to read that frambois, but I don't want to sound like a pretentious douchebag.
You do anyway.
Okay. Point taken. So serve this Wisconsin frambois. Serve very cold in a champagne flute. And then hold your... Oh, shit. Everybody, stop drinking.
Oh, wow.
Hold your glass to a light and enjoy the jewel-like sparkle of a very special ale.
Ooh.
Oregon proudly shares their harvest of mouth-watering berries, which we ferment spontaneously in large oak vats.
It's like you're eating
grass. It's just, hey, let's ferment some shit.
Yeast grows on
like
fruit.
Right now, spontaneously.
Boom.
And then we employ Wisconsin farmed wheat and year-old Hollertau hops to round out this extravaganza of flavor. Life's too short to wait for dessert. Enjoy.
This one on Beer Advocate has a 96 and a 100 from the Beer Bros.
I gotta see what this extravaganza is all about.
It's
very
amazing.
Fruity
they
smell.
Like you're eating raspberries. No. It's amazing how good they are at making.
So, again, better than the Fort.
Once again, you're comparing David Beckham. Let's go with soccer. Now you're comparing David Beckham.
It's the only raspberry beer we've drank on the show.
Carbonated. I agree, though. I think it's great. It's going to be a tough contender.
Not that you can really compare the two, because, I mean, yeah, they're both like raspberry or whatever, but they're...
Different fruits.
One's 4%, one's like 18%, but...
Oh, the Fort.
What's, what's everybody's second glass? I am drinking out of WWF Hall of Famers, the Road Warriors.
Wow. Oh, what a rush!
As you remember from back in the day, Hawk and Animal, rest in peace, Hawk. Brianna, what you got?
I have Funshine Bear.
Aww.
I got Back to the Future glass here.
That's looks not like Back to little... That's Back to the Future 2.
No, no. It's a trilogy. It says trilogy.
Oh, yeah. I didn't buy the this... third glass because I don't really care for the third movie.
See, this has Doc.
It's got I just Doc, bought one and two.
It's also got the
that's the
courthouse where they had
He's got the hoverboard. So that's Back to the Future Part 2 glass. There's Back to the Future
3 was the
first one. I did not buy the Western one.
You didn't like. You didn't even just a little bit of you like. It's fun.
It's
Back
to the Future. It's not
great.
You know when they
it's
did the
worst
back
of the three.
They did the Back to the Future Day last year, where they showed all three movies in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
I went to 1 and 2.
You did not.
And I left 3 to hang out with Freckles over here. And she's like, you don't have to. I'm like,
with Hollywood,
I can watch it at home.
Everything. I wish they would almost do another Back to
no.
the Future.
No.
I wish they would.
No.
I don't care.
No.
Even
fuck
terrible.
You.
Even
no.
Terrible. They need to do it.
No.
Not remake it. Like, have the same guys somehow.
He's got Parkinson's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Marty McFly can't play the guitar anymore. Like, in the second one, he gets that injury.
Yeah.
And he can't play. But now he can play really, really fast now.
He can still act. make it happen. I don't care. Make it happen, Hollywood.
All right, Eric, what's your second glass? You got another
Revolution.
Yeah,
brewery.
Going with another brewery. Chicago brewery. Yeah.
There you go.
Which your sister and brother-in-law
pretty
don't
much
live too
on,
far
yeah.
from. Last time I hung out with them was at their at Revolution.
Might have to go see them and then have to go to Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
And then drink homebrew. Wah, wah. Sucks. All right. You guys want to try another one? Or are you still wanting to talk about this raspberry? Like, I don't want to cut anybody off. We got plenty of time.
I'll say this. If for some reason, if you're listening to this and you don't like beer, which, I don't know, that's real
this
weird.
Like, you
to
go.
Thank you, but yeah, if you're trying to get into beer, or if you know somebody that always says, I don't like beer, pick up some
like
of these
that.
New Glarus fruits, and I guarantee my sister-in-law doesn't like them. Or he doesn't like beer, really, but she, like, I pour her some of this raspberry tart, the Wisconsin Belgian Red, you know, any of the, just almost any of the fruits.
I was just thinking, my sister was exactly who popped into my head. She enjoys wine, but does not like beer. But I guarantee, out of the four we've drank, she'd probably like at least two of them.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Granted, she's not going to start drinking stouts anytime. But she'll be like, I guess I have to go to Wisconsin all the time now.
But you never know, somebody might start drinking something like this, and then they kind of like that.
Yeah,
the beer flavors,
and you expand the
palate.
Yeah.
And, some of that. And then they try something a little more like a Hefe, you know, or something that's just still kind of light. I mean, that's how a lot of people get into beer.
Like 10, 15 years ago, I went to the Peoria Beer Fest, you know, up there at the Expo Gardens.
Yeah.
And I didn't know anybody. I just went by myself. Just alone, and just went, you know what I mean? And I'm just
drinking
kind of
alone
around,
at a beer
trying
fest.
Different beers, and I tried a shit ton of them freaking fruits. It, like, was the beginning, kind of, like, every once in a while I get a beer, but I ended up getting something like an IPA, and back then I didn't know what IPA was, and it was just like, whoa, it's so bitter, you know, it blows, and fruits you could handle, you know? So if you seen raspberry or strawberry, screw it, just get that, it was palatable.
Yeah. It's good stuff, I mean... Oh yeah, there's that. Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're trying another beer.
Listen to that.
What's this?
This is the Enigma.
Enigma. This one's actually got some sour to it. I believe it is an Ode Bruin type. Let me consult the wonderful beer advocate. This is from the Thumbprint series.
Yeah.
Which the Thumbprint series beers are released at the brewer's discretion about usually four times a year. They're limited release brews by Dan Carey, who's the owner of Brewmaster.
They're not the only one with the Enigma name.
Yes, this is a Flanders Ode Bruin.
All right, this one, it starts with a quote. It says, "Some people paint, some sing, others write, I brew." Daniel Carey.
Hell yeah.
All right, a few times a year, we will cut Dan loose to brew whatever he chooses. Always handcrafted, the bottle you hold is brewed for the adventurous soul. This is a very limited edition, and we make no promises to ever brew this style again. A complex and intriguing original, the mystery began with wild yeast spontaneously fermenting. Wait, this all sounds familiar, kind of. a rich treasure of malted barley and cherries. Where are those cherries and barley from? It doesn't say. That's weird. Unlined oak casks breathe deep vanilla hues and cords of smoke into the sour brown ale. Our master brewer has forged a smooth garnet tapestry that defies description. Well, that's not going to work well for this show because we're trying to describe what we're tasting. So I'm going to say we're going to try to put them to shame and describe it. Smoke. Wander off the beaten path, it says. Yeah. Okie doke.
It's better than smells. When I get the smell, it kind of has a fart smell to it.
It's like a funky...
Fart smell?
Kind of like, you don't want to smell it.
No, it is. It's funky, but yeah, and it's got a little bit of that sourness and funk.
Yeah, I'm getting it really strong in the bottle.
You taste that oak, but then kind of on the back end, you get some of that cherry.
And
a little bit of that vanilla sweetness. I like it. It's very well balanced. This is one of those, like, if somebody wants to try a more kind of like a sour type that is a good one to break in with, because it's not...
It's a mild sour by far.
So, Brianna, you just smelled the bottle and stuck your tongue out in disgust. I was wanting to get your thoughts on this one because I had a feeling...
It tastes better than it smells.
Okay.
That's what she said.
Hey. Inappropriate. Is that such a thing on this show?
I was going to say.
Is anything on this show inappropriate?
Did you listen to last week's episode?
Or any of the other ones on your network. I listen to some of the other shows on the network.
Yeah. We don't have a C count on this show. And speaking of other shows on the network, we actually just had a new show join the network. And they are the Low Blow Podcast, and they are out of Chicago. So we're expanding north for the Fakakta Comedy Funhouse
Network.
Great
White North.
No, not the Great White North. They're not Canadian.
Chicago? That's not in Canada?
No.
You sure?
Your parents were teachers?
It's Chicago. It's in Manitoba. Is that? No.
Manitowoc.
Manitowoc Police Department.
Yeah. That's,
and
if you
tangent.
Want, if you want to hear our thoughts on making a murderer, go listen to IBWIP a couple weeks ago. The Podcasting God, the Bottle Cap Kid, myself, and Heather from Sex with Heather had a very in-depth conversation about making a murderer. So go check that out. Yep. Audible expulsion. So
I burped this week. Usually I'm good for some farts. Sorry,
so I think by now we've gone through promos for every show on the network, but like I said, now we got a new show, Low Blow, that we would like you all to check out. I recommend listening if you've seen it. They have a spoiler filled episode breaking down the whole new Star Wars movie. So that was the first episode of theirs I checked out.
If you haven't seen Star Wars by now and you're spoiled, you get a spoiler, then too bad.
Freckles hasn't seen it yet, but we're going to... What?
I'm bad.
What the...
I'm not the only one.
I don't know why. I just haven't.
We're going to see it.
I want to go see it again.
I'm going to see it for a third time.
I'm like upset that I haven't seen it twice.
I saw it twice in the first week and I've been taking some time off. So, all right. So, take a listen to this promo for our new brothers on the FCF network, Low Blow.
Are you sick of spoiled white people and Donald Trump bringing you the news you could care less about?
Are you sick of trolling the interwebs for penis-related news only to end up flaccid?
Do you lust for Florida only the way a mother lover can?
Then look no further than Fakakta Comedy Funhouse's Low Blow Podcast with Adam Z and Dave Rowan.
Streaming live every week at lowblowpodcast.net and available for download Thursdays at fcfnetwork.com.
Appropriately inappropriate. Oh!
All right, and that was the Low Blow Podcast on the, now on the FCF Network. Before they were independent contractors, independent podcasters, and now they've got a place that they can call home, and you can, oh, you know what that sound means.
That's just someone pooping.
Ew, no. No.
Yeah, we worked that in. That was edited in.
That's bad poop.
That's what happens after you drink 8 different beers.
With wild yeast. Unfiltered.
Unfiltered wild yeast.
Which glass are we going with here?
No, I pay for that one.
Yeah.
Cheer Bear is about to get a little more cheerful.
That is a touch cloudy.
You need to touch more of that, Dustin.
Yeah, I was going to say, you did a light pour.
I did a light pour.
We can go a little heavier on these.
They might not ever make this again, so I want to enjoy it.
All right. This one is... strawberry rhubarb.
Smells good.
4%. So the strongest thing we've drank today was the Enigma was 5%, 5.5% sour ale, and the pumpkin pie was 5.5, which...
Getting wasted up in here.
Yeah. All right, so the strawberry rhubarb, 4%, and teased from the loam of... No, wait. Yeah, this is very flowery. Teased from the loam by the kiss of the sun.
Wow.
Mom's strawberry rhubarb delights are the happy memories of childhood. Diploma master brewer Dan... Oh, congratulations on graduating. Employed juicy sweet strawberries to tame the barbaric wild tart fermentation of rhubarb. Escaped from the far corners of
this
neighboring yards.
A fruit beer.
Local rhubarb was local. They didn't say Wisconsin, but I just did. Was incorporated into the wild sour fermentation to create this drinkable dream. Bright, sour, and effervescent. Toast chilled cold to bright skies, fireflies, bare feet,
what
and rhubarb pies.
I got a little lost there.
Ooh.
I haven't even tried it yet. It just smells amazing.
It is.
Yeah.
This one's got a 95 on Beer Advocate, and this one, I hope to God they make it again. They haven't made it in a while, and you can't.
You're
might still
keep
find
one of these
some lingering around Wisconsin, but you're not gonna like. It's not as easy to find as the others, and they haven't brewed it in. I don't know if it's been like 2 years.
I don't know rhubarb.
It's been a while.
I don't know what rhubarb tastes like. I don't know what rhubarb smells like. I've heard of rhubarb pie, but I've never had it.
Given the history of the fruit beer so far, I think this is what it
is. Yeah. I mean, you know, the strawberry is what you get. And for color, it looks like really cloudy pea.
Oh,
your pee looks
you
that
really
brown?
Have a problem.
If
wow.
I said really, really cloudy.
Wow.
We could say Illinois River water.
That is a much better descriptor. If your pee looks like Illinois River water,
it didn't clarify. It's a little cloudy.
So yeah, it's got a
meat to it.
Yeah, a brownish hue. decent head on it.
Just like you. Decent head on your shoulders.
Thanks for clarifying.
You're welcome. I wasn't talking about your penis.
Well, after last week's episode and Drunkle Andy trying to take pictures of your dick while we're drinking beers.
We haven't said vagina on this episode yet.
I didn't know usually.
I just did.
Oh, okay.
I know I said it last episode, so yeah. I'm trying to keep it going now.
I think the only thing missing from this episode is a famous pop culture reference that has to come up. Every episode.
Oh, yeah, we almost didn't say my wife.
Yeah, she did it.
My wife.
She did it.
Phew.
Yeah.
I feel much better now.
Whew.
We can release
this. Weight off our shoulders.
Now.
Yeah. So, how does this compare to some of the other ones for you, Brianna?
This is my favorite.
Really?
I have a new favorite.
This bottle will go home with her, and she will put a candle in it and put it on her mantle, and she'll write... Drunken Lullabies episode number 10 and put the date.
Mm-hmm.
And then when shit's popping, we light those bottles up and...
Shit's popping?
Shit's
when you're taking dumps, are you saying...
It covers the... It's like a scented candle.
I got you. Yeah, okay, that makes sense, yeah. If you drop a real bad deuce, you light
the
candle up.
So I keep it on my mantle.
Yeah, so you keep it on your mantle.
That's
yeah.
where I usually do that.
Yeah, okay.
Near my mantle.
You got one of those little, like, room porta-potty things, like, for kids, just like a mobile toilet.
Right.
So it really stinks, because you can't flush it. So I got you. It's like a bucket. I would keep those candles on hand as well. That's good thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, strawberry rhubarb.
Yeah. Thanks for covering up our deuces.
The big old Duke.
Bloop.
I have a buddy named Duke. He wouldn't like that. I have to remember that one.
So, Eric, what have you thought of these beers? Because this is the end of the New Glarus drinks for us. We have now drank all of the ones from them. We're going to drink some more, but this is it for the Wisconsin beers. So we already know this is the winner for you.
Mm-hmm.
Blake, what was your favorite?
Oh, God. Why do you got to do that to me? How do you pick?
Yeah, this one's tough.
This is probably my favorite all-around episode. I mean...
Well, it's because they complemented each other well. You know, going from like one, like they
matched them well.
Yeah.
God, I mean, I love the Wisconsin Belgian Red, but honestly, drinking the strawberry rhubarb right now.
Mm-hmm.
I like the apple, but I'm kind of leaning towards the strawberry rhubarb
now,
too.
Yeah, I was going to say
pretty crisp.
Oh, damn, you're going to put it on me, and I'm going to fuck it up for everybody.
I'm strawberry rhubarb. No, I'm strawberry rhubarb.
So there's three strawberry rhubarbs?
Yep.
That's not what I'm picking.
That's all right.
What are you picking?
We'll
tell you why you're wrong.
Okay.
Smart.
Yeah. No, I that apple was just really damn good.
That was
my favorite.
Second choice for sure.
Unfortunately, I'm sorry, we don't have an all across the board winner again. That's only happened once. I ruined it. So
you're the worst.
That's great.
Yeah, it happens.
You couldn't go wrong. Like, you could have picked
you could have.
You wouldn't be
covered your eyes and just pointed at a bottle, and it was
except maybe
be good.
The pumpkin. I like the pumpkin.
Yeah. That one
pumpkin was at the bottom of the list.
Yeah,
I didn't like the first two.
Well, also, pumpkin's not a fruit.
Or the Enigma so much. That was probably my
what
favorite.
Is pumpkin though? It's not
it's
a
gourd.
Vegetable. It's a gourd.
It's a
gourd. Yeah. I couldn't think of the word. I was trying to say because it's not.
It's a gourd.
Which isn't considered a vegetable, right? It's just a gourd.
I don't know.
Or is a gourd a vegetable? I don't
do
know.
You know?
I'm guessing vegetable, but I don't know.
Because, like, beans or legumes or whatever.
Legumes?
But are they vegetables? Is it a legume? I don't know. Who knows?
You eat, like, all this organic shit, Freckles. You should know more than us.
I told you I don't like pumpkin.
Yeah. All right.
How often do you use gourds in cooking?
I don't know. Are you kidding?
It's a soup thickener, but yeah, no, I mean, you wouldn't cook
last
that
night
often.
I had a gourd with some beans for a side.
Whatever.
You don't remember those?
I'm lying. I had a chicken wrap and
those
fries.
squash pork chops that Dogfish Head wanted us to serve
the bacon cheesecake.
Cheesecake.
That's
chocolate
bacon
chocolate cheesecake.
Yeah, seriously.
Great. Serve that was the only thing that really
the brewery
made sense.
Wanted us to eat Sam's Squanch ribs with our black
Tuesday. It was the funniest
Sasquatch, but we just
food pairing. It was like braised Sasquatch ribs, golden ticket Wonka bars. And the end of days
What is Sam Squanch from? Is that a
Trailer Park Boys?
Okay,
yeah,
I thought so.
There's a signed Trailer Park Boys picture up there in the corner underneath the vent.
Yeah, very nice.
I met Ricky, Julian, and Bubbles in St. Louis and got my picture with them. And,
you're a lucky man.
Yeah. We kept things greasy. all right, well, I think we're going to, now that we've gone around the table, decided what won the episode, let's play some more music. And this is not from their album.
No. This is song Go from their album Aloha.
It's from
Aloha. It's from their album Aloha.
It's from Peace of Mind is what it's off
that's
of.
Too many words.
And this is called Back to Me. But before we get to that, the band is huge craft beer fans.
Awesome.
They hit breweries on the road, and some of their favorites that they told me are Bell's Special Double Cream Stout, Long Trail Ale, Newberry Port's Greenhead IPA, and one that you can find pretty much anywhere, Left Hand Milk Stout.
Oh, yeah. Can't
so
go wrong with that.
Those are some favorites from the band. So if you want to try some of those and you enjoy them, shoot them a message on Facebook, The Color and Sound. But here is their song, Back to Me. Here on Drunken Lullabies.
Wear your hair up if that's what you like. Sleep forever, pay no price. To me there is no one singing. No, I don't feel much like that tonight. And if your hair's out of your face, I guess it's better off than when it's to the side. Woohoo! Catching my breath, I'm listening.
again.
And we are back on Drunken Lullabies, and we're going to drink some beer from one of our guests. You guys didn't know this, but Eric is a home brewer.
What?
Yeah, so for like the second time in three episodes, we get to drink some homebrew. And the first one that we have, I feel like we need Samuel L. Jackson here to read this name.
It's like, beer.
This is called Motherfucking Great IPA.
Oh. Merry fucking Christmas.
So yeah, it's listed at 7%. And I'm gonna let you take the reins on this one. What is the name of your brewing company?
Brutal Truth Brewing is what I call my basement brewery.
Yes.
I like that.
It's on Untappd. You can check them in.
Yeah, you can check them in on Untappd. This beer is a your typical IPA. It's actually supposed to be a fresh squeezed from Deschutes copy, but it really...
Well...
Don't taste like fresh squeeze.
No, it's a little...
We did a side-by-side.
Side. A little different. Not as sweet piney. Or something?
Yeah.
Or piney? I don't know. There's
You gave me a bottle of this.
It's definitely still piney, though.
A couple weeks back, and Brianna had some freshly squeezed in her fridge at home, so we took the motherfucking Great IPA...
Which it is.
...and poured some in one glass, and we poured some freshly squeezed in the other, and we just... rotated back and forth, and you won.
That's
we
awesome.
Yeah. Both preferred yours.
This is really,
over.
Really good. What kind of hops are in this?
This is Citra and Mosaic.
Nice.
Not like
awesome hops.
We all know I love Citra hops.
Citra's awesome.
Citra's
yeah.
my favorite.
Citra's
I mean,
fucking. I mean, that's how many popular beers? Zombie Dust.
Zombie
all
Dust.
Pseudo Sue. All
yeah,
Citra.
I brought some of that too.
You know, that's you can't.
Yep.
You can't mess up with those.
No, not so much. So yeah, how long have you been home brewing?
Since 2008.
Damn.
Okay.
2008.
So that's even longer than Brian.
Set up, or is it just like
I still
like
only
five
do 5 gallons.
Gallons.
I just do 5 gallons. I've got a setup to do bigger, but why?
You got like the steel, like the nice. You've like upgraded. Where you got the steel stuff, and you're not just boiling on the stove, and then
it's on the
like a plastic
it's,
bucket.
It's actually on the stove, but it's all stainless steel. But I still, I bought a stainless steel conical. Like, and everybody's like, homebrewers, like, oh, you gotta have a conical, you know, with the cone bottom. That's what big brewers do, and all. And I bought one. And I mean, it's cool, but I don't use it anymore. I went right back to glass carboys. They're easy. They're easy to carry. They fit in my ferment chamber because, like, when you brew beer, you can't just let it sit in your room. You can, but you're not going to get the ultimate beer that you want. Like,
so you got what?
Bad flavors
like a
happen.
Fridge or something?
A
like
freezer that you converted with a. I took a deep freezer and I put a control unit on it that keeps the temperature where I want it.
That's badass.
Yeah, so that
I
way.
I wish I knew how to do awesome manly
you
stuff
just,
like
you
that.
You just buy it and I didn't do
I just,
anything.
I don't. Manly yeah, stuff. I just don't have the ingenuity or the drive to do it. Like, I love drinking beer, but I haven't got to that point where, like, I really want to create my own.
It's cool,
I just
though,
want to drink it
I
all.
I brewed one time, and, like, I want to do it again. It's just, like, I almost wish I had a, I don't know, like a little shop. Or what I'd like to do is I've seen some guys that, like, even in the winter, like, they'll sit out in their garage, and they'll just have, like, a propane,
almost
like, burner.
Everybody
and fucking
does it
just
that
sit
way.
Outside and drink, dude, and brew. And it's fun when you're brewing. Like, when we were brewing, we were just, like, drinking and brewing
see,
and bottling
problem.
It. It's a good time.
I don't drink when I brew.
When you brew?
No. Almost every time I drink when I brew ends in complete failure.
the only time we brew,
quality
boiled,
control needs
yes,
to be
yes,
maintained.
We did boil over, but the boil was going, and we weren't watching. It boiled over the top and made a huge mess.
Huge.
Here,
that's why you're
it
not a home brewer for a decade. Yeah. He has experience in this knowledge.
And that's probably why he doesn't drink.
Right.
Well, and that's why I bought all the crap. I mean, when I started, I had a $50 pan from Walmart, and I just tried to figure it out.
Yeah.
And it you got to have some of the equipment. You
know?
It's kind of like tools of the trade.
And my buddy Lucas, he said, you are the reason he got into home brewing.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah. He was the first home brewer that I knew. You know, as I made more and more friends, it's like, oh, I know a lot more people that do this than I thought. But, like, Lucas was the first person I knew.
That I didn't even know. You know?
So, he's like, dude, Eric's the whole reason I homebrew. He taught me how to do it.
I gave him a lot of equipment, too. My hand-me-downs, when I got tired or something, I just sent it to him, let him try it for a while, see what he thinks, you know.
So what do you brew mostly? Like, Is it IPAs, or do you pretty much try everything?
I'm all over the board. I try everything. I was when I first got into beer, I was drinking like reds.
Yeah.
Browns.
Eric the Red.
Maybe dabbling some stouts here and there, you know. Mm-hmm. I really wasn't an IPA pale eye guy, but the last year I've been really hitting the IPAs, so like, yeah, that's what I'm doing now. But I'm kind of all over the board.
What's the strongest one you've brewed?
Probably.
Approximately, I guess.
Probably a porter. About a 9%. It's probably as far
got
as I've
got.
Got
it up to 9? Because it's pretty really hard to get beers.
It's tough as a homebrewer, like mostly because of the equipment. So, like, you're mashing the grain. Like, I do it all grain. So, you're mashing in a cooler, a 10-gallon round igloo cooler. And you put all the grain in there and all the hot water. And you only have 10 gallons of space. And the taller you get, the harder it is to get all the sugars out. Because, like, your whole idea is you put this hot water in there with the freaking grain, and it's starch, and it's going to convert into sugar, which is going to make your alcohol and all that. Well, you can't get the damn sugar out if you get it so full of the grain, you can't rinse it. You, like, got to get all that out of there.
Gotcha.
So your efficiency goes way down. It's like you put this shit ton of grain in there and think, man, I'm going to have this big beer. And you get nothing. You get like 8%. You're like, God damn it, what happened?
So it's pretty hard to get some of these, like...
It's tough.
I mean, but really, a lot of the beers, I mean, some of them, they aren't barrel aged and they still get them up real strong, but a lot of the beers that are real strong, you know, they probably get some help.
No. You've got to build a 10% beer better for barrel aging.
Really, really?
Yeah, because it won't do good. If you put it in a barrel and try to age it, it'll taste like shit.
Huh.
It's got to be high gravity. High gravity.
But that's just hard to do, like you're saying, without...
No, it's not hard. It's just a learning curve. I never really got into high gravity beers, so
yeah.
I didn't do them, you know? But like I said, once I started, I did run up against the opposition. It's tough to get it up to 10%. Plus, your yeast struggle in that environment to survive, because what happens is they start eating all that sugar and shitting CO2 and alcohol, and then the alcohol level gets so high that it starts killing the yeast.
That's a technical term. They do literally shit it out.
Yeah, they do shit.
That's how it works.
And they kill themselves. They intoxicate themselves with alcohol to where they kill themselves and won't finish the beer properly. And like some beers, it's hard to get it properly freaking fermented down at from a 10% level. That's where, like, breweries do it. You know, the ones that are great, you know when you drink them, you're going, holy crap, that tastes good.
Yeah.
They knew what they were doing.
Well, I just poured our second home brew that we're going to enjoy, and this is the Milk Stout. And what do you call this one, and what does it come clock in at? Because this one doesn't have a cool label, which we were all talking about. You had some really cool labels. You also gave me a porter.
Yeah,
they had that had a label,
mm-hmm.
And then it was a red
K-Factor red.
Yeah, we drank that one as well, and that was solid. Sorry,
that's
Blake.
Awesome. I brewed a homebrew milk stout. I mean, I'm obviously not on your level or anything. I'm not saying it should be, but like I thought it tasted good, but then I taste this and it's like
this is 10 years.
But I'm just saying this is like
I made a lot of shitty, beer. You know?
Yeah, what was
this is honestly I like this more than the left hand milk.
It's got a good it's got a roasty.
I'm not gonna lie, but I mean I like the left hand milk stout, but honestly this
it's got a good roasty smell on it.
It has a great smell, and then the flavor just
I like the lactose. I don't know
what is that. There's a I don't know. It's not like it's super chocolatey or something. I'm just trying to get the...
I still got pumpkin in my glass.
I can't place
I'm sorry.
I taste like pumpkin.
I could drink this every night. It is just...
Has I still like some have good it on roast. Tap. I actually
it just do. Has some good roasty, almost like nuttiness to it or something to me that I love it. It's really good. I'm impressed, man. Not saying I didn't.
Hey, we're closing it out strong.
I was saying, like, you know...
No, most people... Listen, when I get homebrew, they always go like, oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll try that.
Really?
Well, because most people... Listen, I've had some pretty bad homebrews.
There's a lot of people that homebrew that don't know what
I've made some pretty bad homebrews. Yeah. So, like, some of them you're like, yeah, man.
Sure.
Yeah, okay. That's good. Ooh.
I guess we're just getting spoiled because, like, the homebrews we've drank on the show are all people that have done it for a while.
Yeah, you seem so surprised by him saying that.
Yeah.
I mean, but honestly, if you poured this out, like I said, if you poured this out of a left hand or some big brewery, you know, like, I wouldn't have known any different.
You could, they could have had this on draft at Chili's last night, and I'd have been fucking stoked.
I drank this over most drafts.
I wish Chili's
had I had to drink Blue Moon instead. That was the craft filthiest they got.
I know, they don't have
I love when you go in here, you go in a place
it was
like
fine,
imports,
but, you know.
And their imports are like Sam Adams and Blue Moon. You're like, but, oh, they were imported from the great state of Massachusetts. The,
yes. And, way and over in the northeast.
Where is this country?
Colorado.
I've never heard of this country. Is that in Canada? Is it in Europe?
You did the right thing. You just got margaritas.
Say, like, the selection was so terrible that I was just like,
I just want tequila.
I'm getting tequila.
And I don't get it because, like, a lot of these places, like a Chili's or something like that, it's like, yeah, I understand that some of these places don't want to have, like, a double IPA or whatever, because, you know, they're trying to market to the masses, and maybe a lot of people aren't.
But some of those restaurants have a good,
but you could still have, like,
a couple.
One good IPA, or even just, like, pale ales, like, enough people will drink pale ales.
The lost
beer
of bars, and you can't really find pale ale nowadays.
No, and it's crazy, because there's a lot of pale ales, to me, that they have some hoppiness, but they're not crazy hoppy. And
Zombie Dust is a pale ale.
It is
labeled as a pale ale.
Super IPA tastes.
Yeah.
Some pale ales, like, what is it, Mirror Pond Pale Ale by Deschutes?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a true pale ale. Yeah. It's got a little hoppiness to it, but it's super
The malt balances out the IPA a little bit, kind of takes it down a level.
And I don't understand, like, some of these places, it's like, why don't you at least have a draft like that, you know? Like, people drink.
I think they're catching on.
So, Eric, you were saying you've had some hits and misses. What is the first thing that you home brewed, and what was like, your biggest disaster? Oh, he's laughing already. This is going to be a story.
It's a pretty bad disaster. So the first thing I ever brewed was a porter. You ever heard of Rodell's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I first was introduced to beer there. We went up, me and a buddy, Bobby, went up there and we brewed and we split a keg so you could go up there and do a brew on premise.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So we brewed a couple stouts. I put the 15-gallon keg in my basement. He'd come over all the time. We pounded it, you know, and it was great times. And then he kept saying, we ought to do this on our own. So that's what got me into it. We brewed a porter.
Okay.
It's pretty cool. So, like, a friend kind of got me into it, so that's why I do it. But anyway, the disaster, was the darn refrigerator in my basement. I got a kegerator down there, okay? And I got I brewed a Russian Imperial Stout, and I wanted to let it sit for, like, 6 months. And
right.
I wanted to taste it here and there, so every once in a while I'd get in there. Well, I go downstairs one day, and my CO2 tank was jacked up, and so I went and got a new regulator, put a new regulator on there. The regulator was jacked up. It bled all the gas out, so I put another one on there, and I hit it. Well, turns out, when it went bad, it blew like 100 PSI on my kegs.
Ooh.
So, like, I'm sitting there, and I've got the valve, and I'm going, what the hell? And it's making this noise. It's going, and I'm hearing it. What the fuck? I turn it on, turn it off. All of a sudden, boom, I hear this whipping like a dead rat, like a rat whipping around inside the fridge. And one of the lines, I don't ever put clamps on them because you're serving 10, you're right around 9, 10 pounds. You don't need a clamp to hold on. Yeah. The friction will hold
low
it.
PSI.
Yeah.
Well, so it blew off and my freaking Russian Imperial's blowing.
All over.
Like, I open the door and the thing's whipping. It soaks me from head to toe. Like, I lose a half a keg on the floor.
Like one of those, I can't remember what they're called, but you put them in the front yard and like they just wiggle their arms around and the kids run through it.
Like,
it looks like one of those guys out in front of the car dealership and just waving everywhere.
And like I open the fridge and instead of like reacting, I'm just like in awe. I just stand there looking at it and it's whipping beer all over me. I'm just going.
You just stick your tongue out.
Start drinking.
So the worst part was, and this is embarrassing, I put tile down in my basement, nice ceramic tile. And when I didn't move the fridge. So I tiled up to the fridge. And then I decided to build a wall and trim across the top of it and block that fridge in there. Beer went underneath there.
A lot of it.
So it had to come out.
Right.
So I'm grabbing the bottom of the fridge, trying to yank it out of the hole. It won't come out of the freaking wall. I had to bust the whole wall.
Oh.
The drywall, the 2x4s, everything to get the stupid fridge out to clean the floor.
Oh, that sucks.
And know what really sucks?
No, there's more. but wait, there's more.
The CO2 tank blew.
Okay.
So in my pissed off moment, shitty ass day, I come home, my keg blows all over me. Guess what I can't have?
Beer.
Beer.
I had to go. Luckily, I had a 6-pack upstairs.
Emergency
in the fridge.
Reserves.
I was like, oh God, give me something.
Now,
I've never been so angry.
For you listeners at home,
awful.
Eric reenacted the entire event. We got to see a performance that I would put on par with.
You missed out.
Yeah.
Your breakdancing.
It was a sight to behold. It was, yeah, so I feel bad because there was.
What's that, Dustin? Breaking news. What? Eric's just been nominated for an Oscar. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, he's actually late ballot.
Wow. Right in vote.
That's how good it was. Yep, and he's white, so he'll fit with. That's the only reason he got it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
The huge controversy. Yeah. Have you seen that? I didn't even know
I've heard
that.
About
my buddy
it.
Told me that, yeah, like apparently the Oscars are.
It's all crackers.
Boycotting because, yeah, it's a bunch of crackers that got all the nominations. And I was like, oh, yeah. Shit. I didn't even know that.
What are you going to do?
But I'm not a big Oscar nerd.
Right.
Not that you're a nerd if you like the Oscars. I'm just saying. I'm a beer nerd.
Yeah, good recovery there.
I use that as like. I just meant that
don't
as like,
alienate parts of. Like,
I use the word nerd like
audience.
We're
trying to build our audience here.
Don't alienate anybody.
Yeah. So, Eric, what is one of your favorite breweries that you've visited in your beer drinking career?
Man, that's a hard one. I'd say that it almost has to be two. Like the coolest brewery I went to was out Stone in San Diego.
Oh, you've been to Stone?
It was like
that's badass.
Like you show
I'm
up
jealous.
In this shitty
little. That's on the list. Oh, don't
soup
you? Not you
jelly.
Two.
I'm soup's hella jelly right now.
So you show up and it's like this shitty industrial park and you're just like what?
I feel like a lot of breweries like that.
And there's
how Three Floyds
is tunnel that you got to get to the brewery. You walk down this like tunnel and the tunnel's like. This greenery all grown and it's all pretty
that's
and like
cool.
There's places to sit down and take pictures yeah. And
it's
shit.
California
and you get in there and it's the biggest I mean it's fucking huge the ceilings are
it's
30
like
fucking
Gray
feet
Hall.
Tall
oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
They open the freaking doors up out the back and out the back there's a full garden like this big
a
fucking
choir
garden
sings
with,
when you
like,
walk
yeah,
in
yeah it's like that literally I mean it's amazing
yeah right
so that place was really just and then I me and my wife go there and we're like, yeah, well, we want to do a flight. You know, you guys
yeah,
do flights?
Yeah.
Flights are usually 3-4 beers. A flight is
well,
Stone
it depends on where you go.
It's like 15 beers.
I
bring out this tray and I'm going, Jesus, I got to drive back.
It's like you get the entire draft list.
Well, we.
Walking it off for
yeah,
the next 2 hours.
My birthday trip in October, we
yeah.
went up to Green Tree,
yeah.
Which was a newer brewery in LeClaire, Iowa.
They got some beers on draft at the Real House and people.
10. I ordered a flight, and I had a platter of 10 beers.
Nice.
I was like, yeah, all right, I'm game.
I came down
yeah.
with this.
It was like
good.
The 5 regulars plus the 5 special ones.
Have you been to Lakefront Brewery
I have
in Milwaukee?
Not. I've heard that's
I
a said, cause
it's
great
like,
one.
It's really
to.
Cool. It's just this huge old, like, I think it was like a warehouse, or they manufactured it, but it's like right on the river. It's like a huge old hall that, I mean, I'm sure Stone's is like, you know, it's way different, but I was just kind of picturing the fact that it's in like this huge warehouse, so the ceilings are like, I don't know, like 40 feet tall or something. It's crazy, you know, but it just kind of, when you walk in there, it's cool, and they got these, it's almost like a German beer hall. They got these
right
huge
on.
Long tables where you just like, you
right
share
on.
Tables
yeah.
with people. But that's kind of when I...
Yeah, because you've got a 10 sign
I have
sign
that, like, overwhelming feel, like how
bark.
You're saying with the tall ceilings, when you walk in there, you're just like, holy shit, you know, it's just huge.
It's impressive.
It's cool. Yeah.
Now, my brewery number two, though, has got to be Three Floyds. Mostly because
yeah.
of the food. Dude,
yeah.
their food.
It's awesome.
Like, I waited.
Brian Buss said that on
2 hours.
We,
or
yeah,
something.
We
I
had
get
the
in there
jerky.
And I'm eating. I'm just like.
The beef jerky.
Yeah, they're
was,
jerky. No.
Hippie.
It's better than. You, awesome isn't good enough. It's like you've
there,
never
there
had
no
nothing
words.
Like this before.
We made
wasn't
a post.
That Hippie's recommendation?
Yeah, we. Brianna
I
and I.
Had it. I want to go back. I've
they
been
give you
twice, and I
like 2 pounds.
Yeah.
I'm hanging out of the glass.
Yeah.
It's like more than you can.
I love this jerky.
I did a check in saying we were there. And, you know, we were having some beers and Hippie's just like, dude, get the jerky. And I'm like, all right, we did.
He gets the munchies a lot, so he's got to know.
No, it was good. And it, again, in an industrial district, when we were driving there, you were driving and I was giving you directions
yeah.
and
I
you're just
I
like,
lost
and she was like,
the first time.
Is this so, right?
No,
it doesn't seem
feel.
Like it at all.
I'm like,
no.
Trust me,
and
you're going to, yeah.
My buddy was driving.
That they have.
That was new.
That's where we were going.
Seen
that was new. That was not their, yeah, that.
My buddy had been there
nice.
And was driving and I was still like, I'm like, you sure you know where you're going?
It looks like a really shady place to drive at night. We went there during the day when they opened.
Yeah.
I
and
was,
there was a line.
There was a line. I was bummed yeah. by their carryout, what they had. They didn't have Alpha King. They only had, what was it, Gumball Head and
Gumball
Robert
Head.
The Bruce and Yum Yum.
Hippie
and,
went there last week.
Yeah,
and they didn't
I was kind of bummed.
When he went up, they didn't have like Zombie Dust or anything. And then that
then they
day,
got it.
They had bottled it that day and released it.
They didn't have zombie dust.
They only have it once a week.
I claimed it because for some reason they had it down at freaking Goodfellas.
Really?
On draft.
Oh, no, 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 no. Yeah, we know about this.
Did we?
We know about this.
I drank like nine. I almost freaked out. I couldn't help myself. I'm going, three boys, give me another.
Yeah.
Give me another.
A graceful vomiting.
Hippie tipped us off to that.
Yeah, that was
That was a DL type thing.
It might have not been what's called legal.
No.
Is that part of the drinking game? You guys just did?
I sent Dustin a text down at freaking
Drunk Randy
Rail House. I'm like, hey, man. Yeah. You know, Goodfellas has got three Floyds, you need to get on point. He's like, wow, I don't think they exactly did that on the up and
it,
up.
Let's just say it wasn't there on Monday when their distributor came back.
Oh, I bet not.
Yes, so it was there for a couple days weekend.
Now there's 400 more people that are going to know that they did
it's
that.
It's bullshit, though, because it's like, if you, I don't see, like,
I don't know that it's illegal, because if you distribute for yourself, I don't know that's illegal.
No,
it's just
it's
your distributor will get pissed off.
But, like, I just think liquor laws are dumb. Like, if somebody goes to a brewery or goes somewhere and buys a keg, why shouldn't they be able to sell it their place?
Right.
Because I'm sure somebody on here is like, well, because of this tax reason.
And why can't you go to a liquor store on Sunday in Indiana?
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Come on, Indiana. Get with the fucking time.
That's stupid. I wanted
I was
to.
There
yeah.
On Sunday
I'm never
and I was
going
like,
to Indiana.
Indiana's the worst.
I went to go
state
look
to
for
be a
drinker.
They have great beer. Stupid laws. Great beer, stupid
the grocery
laws.
Store, and I'm like walking toward the liquor store section, and it's just like gated off. And I'm
yeah,
like,
wait a minute.
I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah. I've been to Three Floyds and bought beer on Sunday.
You can at Three Floyds.
You can go to breweries.
You can go to breweries.
That's it.
Food.
They can sell it at breweries. And that,
I've done carry out.
But I went to the, afterward, I went to the liquor store somebody like recommended you. They're like, hey, check it out. They usually have some Three Floyds. And I'm like, closed? What? What? No. And so I'm like, maybe this store is just randomly closed. So I went to a supermarket and the whole thing, it's like gates are pulled. And I'm like, huh? So I get on my phone and it's like, Indiana is the only state that still does not
the last time
on Sunday because of antiquated laws.
We were in
serves food.
Yeah, we were in Indiana on a Sunday the last time we went, and we went to Big Woods Brewing Company, Quaffon Brewing in Nashville, Indiana, and we ate there, had some pizza, I got my growlers filled, and then we had enough time to make it up to Indianapolis to hit Sun King before they closed, and we ran in, and that's what the beer from the Sun King episode came from. But yeah, all the other liquor stores, I wanted to go and get like a bunch of other stuff. Can't, because they're not open on Sundays. It sucks.
It's crap.
But, you know, what are you going to do? Granted, when right before we left that morning, we were at the Casey's, a street over, filling up the car with gas, and there was a gentleman buying a 12-pack of Bud Light at 7:30 in the morning on a Sunday here in Pekin, Illinois. But yet we go to Indiana and we can't even go into a liquor store. So, you know, get with it, Indiana. You have some fucking great beer and we want to buy it on the Sabbath.
It's so
it's Drunken Lullabies Day.
These old, antiquated religious... You know, I got nothing against if people want to be religious and all that, you know, great. But, like, it's crazy to me that these kind of things that it's like, you know, from back in the 40s where it's like, you know, we don't drink on the Sabbath and, like, people still have laws like that? Like, we need to buy Three Floyds.
Our show comes out on the Sabbath.
They can't.
Lutherans especially.
I'm a Lutheran.
What?
Those are my people.
I love the Lutherans because they like
some
beer. My Lutheran buddy says if you ever see four Lutherans, there'll be a fifth.
Okay, well, you know, the pastor at my church
is
homebrews. My pastor is a homebrew.
Maybe
so,
I should go to church.
Yeah. Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod.
I'm converting.
There you go. All right, well, I think this was a pretty successful episode of Drunken Lullabies. We drank some... Honestly, I don't think there were any misses on this one. These were all
that
hits.
Pumpkin beer, I said.
Yeah,
it wouldn't have been my pick for the top, but it didn't mean it wasn't.
By any
good.
Means, yeah, it just it had tough
episodes.
Shoes to live up
it's
to with that
finish.
Lineup. So,
and
yeah.
Eric, like, seriously, man, awesome.
Yeah, definitely
awesome stuff. I mean, you could be you know, open someplace in Pekin, and I mean, people come in. I think they drink it.
Yeah, brutal truth. It's good shit. Yeah. Alright, well, you know.
Scary.
Anytime you want us to drink it we'll drink it.
That's what I was going to say. I got some more coming up.
Milk's out. I'm going to need a bottle of that.
Yeah.
I got a little bit of beer I can trade, you know.
Alright, well, Freckles, thanks for being on the show again.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Pleasure is all mine.
All right, we're Brutal Eric. I think that's what we're going to call you.
Brutal Eric. Brutal Eric. Like that. There we go.
So thank you for the beer, and thank you for being on the show.
Thank you.
And we'll have to have you back on that Toppling Goliath. Oh, shit, I ruined the surprise. Yeah, we got one of those episodes in the mix. But
we're going to be drinking Assassin SR71 Morning Delight.
I wish.
And KBBS.
No.
We won't be drinking any of those because I don't have 10 grand.
Right. Well, Beermansky, I'm, you know, this is 3 weeks. 3 weeks in a row you've been with us. It's nice.
Yeah, I'm back. The going tomorrow to finally get my allergy test, but they're convinced it's just, it has to be like something I'm in contact with.
I think it's the facial hair.
Or detergent or something.
This nasty facial hair.
Yeah.
I hate it.
I think that's what it is.
I want to shave so bad. My boss at work literally told me he'd be disappointed if I shaved. He just wants me to keep... I keep telling him to grow his beard.
You know what?
Like, well, if he doesn't give a shit, then what do I care? Usually people shave for work.
Why are you not shaving? Just to not irritate your skin?
Well, at first it was, not to irritate my skin. Yeah. So it grew in, and then I was like, gonna shave. But he was like, if you shave that, I'll be so disappointed. And I was like, it's
just because I have a beard doesn't mean you have to have one.
I don't want this.
Okay.
But what I do
want
to do...
I don't want this for myself.
What I am going
to
do...
He's like Jesus Christ about to be crucified. I do not want this, Father.
What I am going to do, take though, this is away from me. I'm going to shave so I have just the mustache, just so I can be a creep.
Ugh.
That will
70s pervert mustache.
Oh, boy.
That will happen.
You're going to have a new nickname on the show if that's the case.
I can't wait to shave. I'll tell you
that.
You
have to trade the truck for a white van.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Free ice cream.
No windows.
No windows.
You can't have windows.
No.
All
not
right.
That creepy
well,
allow
a windshield, though, or it might be kind of hard to drive.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed listening to us have some great beer and you had a couple along with us.
And you're in Wisconsin. Make sure you pick those up, guys.
Yeah, for
Wisconsin.
Sure, for sure.
Wisconsin.
There's great places in Wisconsin.
Because it's not a lot of these that we had are not hard to get at least the raspberry tart, the Belgian red, and the Serendipity, which we didn't have, which is awesome. That's cherry.
That's a great movie with John Cusack.
The greatest one, the strawberry rhubarb, you cannot have.
No, you cannot.
No.
But those are usually sitting on shelves, as are lavender.
You
got
to sit home and be jealous.
It's hard to get. So this is one of the episodes where a lot of the beer we had, it's very accessible.
It's accessible.
You just have to be in the right place.
Exactly.
If you know somebody going to Wisconsin, the great state of Wisconsin, I love Wisconsin, have them pick some up.
It's really Wisconsin-y.
Yeah.
We use that as an adjective now.
Yep. All right. Well, until next week, may your music be loud and your beers be cold. We'll see you next week.
This has been a Fakakta Comedy Funhouse production, produced by Dustin Wyckoff, executive produced by Blake Clayton. For more information and content, go to fcfnetwork.com.